Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
God's plan was for no one to be poor. That's God's plan. That is God's plan. And if you understand the laws in the spirit, you won't be poor. You won't lack. People that lack, I'm talking money, financially, is either they are ignorant or they don't apply the laws that God has put there. You say, ah, nonsense, Pastor. What do you mean? All Christians should be rich? Look at me. Yes. Yes. All Christians should go to heaven. Isn't that so? Because Jesus died that you can go. So, he died that you don't have to be poor. But so many have only believed just a part, selective part of what Jesus did on the cross. The others, they don't believe. Now, you will never get born again if you don't act on the word. You will never get born again if you don't pray the prayer of salvation. You will never be rich if you don't act on the word. Same thing. But God will give me grace. I'm waiting to talk to you about money, finances in the house of God. You say, if the pastor talks about money, then he needs money. Not this one. Not this one. He's got enough. I've got enough that I give away. I've got too much for myself. But it wasn't so. It wasn't so until I saw what the word said. I was also poor at one stage. I also struggled financially at one stage. Now, it's impossible for me. The only reason that that can happen, which it will never happen, is if I don't do the word. And I saw in the word what to do. I saw in the word what to do. It's so easy. To be born again is so easy. Pray the prayer of salvation. To be financially buoyant is so easy. Just do what the word says. Now you say, what does the word say? Yeah, don't miss that one. Okay. Our message this morning is refuse to compromise. Tell your neighbor. Tell your other neighbor. Give me 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5, NLT. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, we're in the last days now, there will be very difficult times. Oh, my brother, my sister, you can live above those times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. (Laughs) Last days. Last days. Next verse. They will act religious. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. We are in the last days. Learn to walk in the knowledge of God's word. Give me that first verse in the TLB. Hear what, how the TLB, the Living Bible, puts it. You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days, it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. Very difficult to be a Christian. Why? Because of people's choices. Very difficult to stand and to stand on the word, what the word says. So that is difficult to stand in the workplace and to proclaim that. But here, why is it going to be difficult for some? Because of unpopular choices that they have to make to stand for truth and righteousness. Say, I stand for truth and righteousness. Say it again. I stand for truth and righteousness. It's not difficult for those that have made up their minds. So it's going to be difficult to be a Christian, only for some. For others, not going to be difficult. It's not difficult for me to be a Christian because I stand for the truth. I stand for righteousness. The word has got final authority in my life. I don't compromise on the word of God. That is why I can stand here and tell you, no Christian should be poor. Because that's what the word says. But that can be unpopular with some people. And you know who it's unpopular with? The poor. Those that are rich already, they're not offended. They don't care. No, why should they care? They apply the word and the word is working in their lives. And those that are poor, if we talk like that, and they say, I refuse to be poor anymore, and start applying the word of God, it's only a matter of time and they're out of that poverty. You see, when you do the word of God, you cannot get offended by what the word says. It is pride when they want to resist the word. Say the word has got final authority in my life. The word settles everything in my life. Yeah. Everything has to bow at the word of God. Everything has to bow. His final authority. It is truth. God has got final authority. So they called us rebellious, all of these names. And all those names we carried proudly on our sleeve because we stand for truth and righteousness. If the word is true, if the word is true, and it is, it says, they shall drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm them. No, why are you so quiet now? I want to show you how practical the word of God is in today's life. And now they come to you, the right thing is to do. They even write new Bibles. The new Queen James, I think they call it. Yeah. You go and see. All the scriptures that the Bible is talking about Sodomites, they've taken out. Why? They want to be political correct. No. Don't follow the crowd. Follow the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Don't follow the crowd. Don't try and be likable. No, follow the word. What does the word say? Refusing to compromise your faith. Doing what the word says and not what is convenient for you. Never follow the crowd. I've put that there in the notes. Never follow the crowd. I'm not a crowd pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. You see, it's a decision you have to make. You as a Christian, you as a born again, tongue speaking, has to make that decision. Because more and more pressures are going to come from all over that want to sway you. It want to sway you away from the word. I can't be swayed. I can't be swayed. They said, Pastor Johan, you're brainwashed. You're nearly right. I'm word washed. I'm not brainwashed. I'm word washed. The word has washed me. I cannot be deceived. I cannot be deceived. I walk in the light of the word. So I don't need to pray, oh Lord, give me discernment. I want to discern. No. I walk in the light of the word. There's no darkness in that. There's no confusion in that. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Are you hearing me? Listen, look at me. It's a decision. It's a decision that you have to make. I'm going to follow hard after Christ, hard after the word. I cannot be down. I cannot be sick. I cannot be poor. Why? I follow the word. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Who's Christ? The word that became flesh. How do you follow Jesus? He's not walking that you can, oh, I'm following you. I'm behind you, Jesus. No. How do you follow him? By doing the word. By doing the work. So if you're a tither, you are following Jesus. If you're not a tither, you are not following Jesus. You're in darkness. You're in darkness. Because the word says, do that. Oh, Pastor Muni, that's any man. Hukum ni? It's in the word. You can't take some and leave some. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can't take some and leave some. There's no gray area where you can be just on the edge. No, it's black or white. The word says, if you're not for me, you're against me. That is what the Bible says. If you're not for Jesus, you're against him. Say, I'm for Jesus. Now say it like you mean it. And tomorrow when you're at work, and okay. And it's getting hard, and they're saying you have to make a decision, then what are you going to say? Are you so going to say that? Yes. Or are you going to be offended? It's the word. It's the word. You have to get guts and stand. In these last days, I've just read to you. Give me that that first scripture again in the Living Bible. He said, you may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days, which we are in those last days, we're actually in the last hours. Yeah. That in the last days, it's going to be very difficult to be a Christian. But for others, it's not going to be difficult. It's only going to be difficult because of the choices that you make. But if you have made up your mind, it is Jesus and nothing else. You can't be swayed. You can't be deceived. Hear what Jesus said. Give me Matthew 7. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Huh? Okay, wait, I'm going to give you another translation. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Give it to me in the NLT. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. It's Jesus talking. It's, hey, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't write it. Don't get upset with me. I find it in the word, like you. All I'm doing, I bring you the truth. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Choose that way. No one goes to hell that didn't choose it. No one goes to heaven that didn't choose it. It's a choice to everyone. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. I'm one of the few. I'm one of the few. You're not one of the few. Well, say it. You don't sound convinced. Yeah, I don't hope I'm one of the few. I'm one of the few. Let the knowledge of God's word, that's the wisdom of God, guide your choices and decisions that you make. The gospel of Jesus Christ must get preached to everyone in this world, and then the end is going to come. Everything concerning us, my money is in the gospel. My life is in the gospel. My time is in the gospel. My prayer is in the gospel. Everything about me is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is why I'm rich. For the gospel. I don't have to beg to give out Bibles and that. I can give it out myself. I can give out the rhapsodies myself. And the more I give, the more I get. Oh, dear. You see, it's a law again. The more I've got an open hand. Very open hand. I give easy. You say, oh, Pastor, won't you give me a few rand? Get your own. The word shows you how to get your own. Get your own that you can give to. Get your own that you can join me, that we can join forces and give more. Yeah, the word is for you and for me. Not just for me. Use the word. Use the word. Refuse to compromise. It does not matter if you are the only one at work, standing for the truth stand. They say, if you don't do that, we're gonna fire you. So, oh, fire? You know, it's very difficult in these times to get another job. If you don't comply with this, what the company says, it's against the word, you are gonna get fired. You know what I'll say? Fire me. God has got promotion for me. There's a better job for me. We're waiting for me. You can't let a job dictate to you. You can't let anything dictate to you except the word of God. There's many in this church. Many. Many. When they came, they were poor. When they came, they were sick. When they came, they were failures. Now they're rich, they're very prosperous, they're very healthy, and they are success in everything that they do. That's what the word does. The word says God takes the poor. He takes them and he sets them up among princes. He takes them from the dunghill, from the dust. And he sets them up among princes, among kings. That is what the word does. The word of God is a transporter. Oh, dear God, if you can understand that. The word of God is a transporter. It takes you from point A to point B. It transports you. The word, the Bible says, it takes you from glory to glory to glory to glory. That is what the word does. Refuse to compromise, even if it's at your work, university, or school. Stand, don't compromise. Tell your neighbor, stand. In these last days, stand. Tell your neighbor, stand. Give me 1 Corinthians 15:58. You read it. 1, 2, 3, go. Did you see that? Did you see that? So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong. Sound strong. I'm immovable. Yeah. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Imagine that's your mindset. Imagine that's your mindset. Imagine that your mindset. Give me that in the TPT. So now, beloved one, stand firm, stable, and enduring. I love it. Stand firm, stable, and enduring. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. Did you see that? Unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with a fruit that endures. A fruit that endures. Sound productive. Say, I prosper. Say, I excel. In every season. So they can say inflation is high. They can say business is bad. What do? We excel. Yeah, the boss is not giving anyone an increase this year. Not for me, thank you. Not for me, thank you. While I'm praying in my room, the Holy Ghost will come on him. He will give me the biggest increase that I've ever had. You see? But you can just accept the boss is not going to give me an increase. It's tough times. When you go, you have taken it. It's yours. No tough times here. No tough times here. If I read the word, if I read about my ancestors, I read about Abram, I read about Jacob, I read about Isaac, I read about Joseph. In tough times, they excel. Woo! Give me Colossians 1 verse 9. So we have not, watch, we have not stopped praying for you. He's not saying we have not stopped praying for ourselves. He's excluded from it. He's excluding himself from this prayer. Watch. So we have not stopped praying for you. Since we first heard about you, we ask God to give you complete knowledge. He doesn't say we ask God to give us complete knowledge. He's already got it. Already got it. Complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. He's not praying it for himself. He's already got spiritual wisdom. He's already got understanding. He's already got complete knowledge. Is that possible? Yes. Otherwise, why would he pray a stupid prayer that will not be answered for someone else? So I refuse to be ignorant. You see, when we say you refuse, it's not just because it sounds nice. Your words carry power. So when you say, I cannot be deceived, and you walk in the light of the word, there's no ways that anything can deceive you. I cannot be deceived. No, 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 no. I'm deceived proof. Yeah, yeah, I am. I am. Because I walk in the light of the word. I walk in the light of the word. Oh, dear God, maybe I must just share that. Well, let me just show you another thing. Give me the verse that I shared with the leaders this morning. If we have fellowship one with another, watch what happens. Watch what happens when you walk in the word. Watch. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light is the word. Watch. We have fellowship one. We have fellowship with one another. You have, when you walk in the light of the word, you have fellowship with God. That is what he's talking about. You and God have fellowship. Koinonia. You are sharing now ideas. You are sharing a geselskap. That is what you've got. You have got a relationship now with him. Watch. Fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You don't ask here for God to cleanse you. As you have fellowship with the word, is automatic cleansing. I'm sinless. Woo! How can you say that, Pastor? That's blasphemy. No, it's not. No, it's not. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses. It is an ongoing thing. Mark skoon, the yield take. Mark net skoon from all sin. Show you how to live a sinless life. Fellowship with him. Fellowship with him. Okay, that was just by the by and by. Give me Hebrews 10:39. The word is a mirror. In James you can read. He's a mirror. When we show you in the word, we show you who you are. Watch. Show you who you are. Read. 1, 2, 3, go. You are the faithful ones. You are not like those who turn away from God. That is not your portion. You are not like that. Say, I'm faithful.
I'm faithful.
Yeah, say it like you mean it.
I'm faithful.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Look what Paul says. Watch. And if this can be your focus, you won't get deceived because you keep your eyes on the word. You walk in the light as he is in the light. You have a sinless life because there's a cleansing, or automatic cleansing, or automatic cleansing going. My brother, isn't it amazing how easy God made it for us? When I read these things and I see it, I go, it's too much. It's too much. God, you are so gracious. You are so kind. Just look what you have given us, everything we need. Remarkable. He says, 2 Timothy 4 verse 8, he says, and now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness. Do you know that you're going to get a crown when you get to heaven? A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. That is in that 7 years that we up there. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Give me that in the TPT. There's a crown of righteousness waiting in heaven for me. Say, there's a crown waiting for me in heaven. Ooh, but David, you're not so sure. You look down. Hey, have fellowship with him, and he cleanses you of all sin. Fellowship with him. Fellowship with him. I know that my Lord will reward me on his day of righteous judgment. And his crown is not only waiting for me, but for all who love and long for his unveiling. Give me that in the AMPC. I want to just show you one word there. As to what remains, henceforth, there is laid up for me the victor's crown. Who are those victors? Those that were immovable. Those that walked in the light. Those that just stood for Jesus Christ. Those that couldn't be tempted to compromise. No. The word was the final authority in their lives. There's a victor's crown waiting for those. Are you ready for your victor's crown?
Yeah.
So don't look at things here. Everything here is going to go up in flames. Your big house in Constantia or in Welgemuth or wherever is just going to be a little bit more ash than the other one's small house in another place. That's the difference. Your big car is just going to be more ash, little bit more ash than the small guy with his bicycle. But everything is going up in flames. There's nothing to live for in this earth but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stand with me. Let's do this prayer. I'll read it and you can repeat. Dear Father, Your wisdom is manifested more and more in and through your church. And your word is growing strong in our hearts more than ever before. We are filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Strong in faith and giving glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let that be your confession. Let that be your confession. Are you hearing me? Where you go into this week, if it looks like things are going to get tough, no, refuse to compromise to that toughness. Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to have an awesome, amazing week. Challenges are going to come against you, and you're going to flatten them by the words that's going to come out of your mouth. That is how you're going to live this week. A week of victory. Victory only. Yes, yes, yes. So don't worry. If you get a doctor's report this week, don't look at it and think, oh, it's very serious. Laugh at it. Yeah, give it the attention that it should get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take your seats. If you're in this place, there's only one way to get this life that I was talking about. This victorious life is the life of a Christian. Jesus Christ said, I'm the truth, the life, and the way. Without Jesus Christ, there is no life. They are the walking dead. There's no other way into the kingdom of God but through Jesus Christ. No other way. Jesus said, I am the way. So you cannot enter the kingdom of God except through Jesus Christ. How do you do that? You make Jesus Lord of your life. Give me Romans 10. Give me verse 9 on the screen. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, this is how you receive that life. Maybe you're sitting here, you've never heard anyone with such a grootbek like mine to say, I can't be poor, I can't be sick. You've never heard any human talking like that. Either I'm mad or I know something that I've read in this book. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Next verse. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. So believing is the first part. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. When you confess, when you pray that prayer and you say, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life, that catapults you into this kingdom that I've just been talking about. This is the way. So I'm going to ask you, close your eyes, please. If wherever you are in this place and you want to get born again this morning, you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, you want this life that I was talking about, then put up your hand that I can pray with you, please, quickly. Yes, I see that hand at the back. I see that hand. Oh, I see that hand on the side. Come forward. Let's pray together. Come. Let's see if you're serious, because now it takes guts to stand up. Stand up and come. They'll make space for you. Don't be afraid. They'll make space. Come, there's more place, just come, quickly come, this is your time, this is why you are sitting in this service this morning, is to receive the Lord Jesus, that you can be put, accepted in Christ into this kingdom. That is why you're in this church this morning. It was not to please someone or just to come to look at the lights. Was to receive the Lord Jesus. Dandoku tariki zebe, ondraka turuku zabendo rokotaye. There's another two people. That tugging you feel, that you feel, that uncomfortableness that you feel, is the Lord drawing you with your love, with His love. The Lord Jesus drawing you with His love. This is your time for salvation. This is the day that the Lord has given for salvation. Come. Don't let this pass by. Don't let it. Must I come and fetch you? You say, no, then come. There's one more. There's one more. You've got the bluish, like a bluish jacket or top on. Bluish. It's got blue in it. Come. Come. Pray in tongues, wherever you are. You pray in tongues. Those that can pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Sotarabarababande. Otorobarababande. Rebarababende. Zuku tarabarababande. Rebarababende. Ruku tarabarababande. That is a sign to all of you sitting here. It's first a sign of God's love. And that's a second sign to you is the word of God, when it goes out, it will never return void. Never. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Hello. 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 Look at me. Look at me. Don't look down. Look at me. Because after you have prayed this prayer, you're going to be accepted in the kingdom of God and you're going to be worthy. Worthy of His love, of His grace, of everything that He has given us in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and to pray this prayer after me. Can you all hear me well? Can you all hear me well? So close your eyes. Let's pray together. Say, Father God, I come to You this morning. Your word says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my life, to be Lord of my life. I believe Jesus is not dead. He's alive and He's in heaven. I now receive eternal life, the life of God into my spirit. I'm born again now. I'm a child of God now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at me, brother. Brother, look at me. Everything that you ever did that was wrong before, even though you may think it's the worst thing, is all gone now. You are a new creation. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a new creation. You are like a baby that just got born now. You've got no past. No past. The only thing that you've got is a glorious future in front of you. That is what happened now. So don't let Satan come to you tomorrow and say, yeah, you did that prayer, but look, you are still doing this, still doing this, still doing this. Keep on doing that. Just keep on coming to church and you will stop doing that if it is the wrong thing. Are you hearing me? Don't try and change anything. He changed it from the inside out. Are you hearing me? Don't listen to the accuser's voice. He comes to try and accuse you. Don't listen to that voice. He's a liar. If he says anything, you say, you lie. And they're going to come in thoughts. You talk to yourself. You say, you lie. I'm a child of God. Are you hearing that? That is one thing you can stand on for sure, that you are a child of God. Look at that scripture. It says, put it on so they can see it. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, a new species, a new something that never existed before. Watch. He says, all things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. Glory to God. Listen, follow that guy with a flag. And then we just want to give you a book just to explain to you what has just happened to you. Is that okay? When the others leave, you will also leave. That man there, just follow him. God bless you. Give them a hand as they go. Refuse to compromise. Be bold for Jesus. Are you hearing me? And this week, have a glorious, victorious, amazing week. When something wants to change it, you change that thing. Because all authority has been given you to tread on serpents and scorpions. And that nothing of the devil may hurt you. So if it's contrary to that, exercise your authority. Don't be a wimp and compromise. Exercise. Hey. You heard me. Exercise. God bless you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.